7, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. First and foremost, we would like to congratulate the Muslim Ummah on the birth of the daughter of Bibi Zahra Salamullah Alayha and Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib Alayhi Salam, the voice of Karbala, the champion of Karbala, the stalwart of Karbala, Bibi Zainab Salamullah Alayha. This being her birthday, we especially send our felicitations to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri al-Zaman. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do the ziyarah of this blessed lady, whether it be in Egypt or whether it be in Syria, that we are able to go and, you know, pay our allegiance and pay our respects and recite the Holy Quran at the grave of this, you know, pinnacle of sacrifice for the cause of Islam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do so. So it's only fitting that on this day, being the birth of Bibi Zainab Salamullah Alayha, that we introduce a book that deals with her life. Now, unfortunately, in English, there's not that many books that revolve around the personality of Bibi Zainab Salamullah Alayha. And it's something that we need to work on. But alhamdulillah, there are a few available, and one of the books that are available, we will be mentioning in our next segment, and hopefully in the final segment, reading a bit from it to benefit our dear listeners. So please stay tuned for that segment, inshallah.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. And again, my felicitations and congratulations to all of you on this, the birth of Bibi Zainab, or Lady Zainab, Salamullah Alayha, the daughter of Imam Ali Alayhi Salam, and Bibi Zahra, Salamullah Alayha. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is a book titled The Victory of Truth, The Life of Zainab Bint Ali. The book was written by Sister Muna Hairi Bilgrami, and this publication, or the one that is was found, was published by Ansarian Publications in Qom, Iran. But as we can see, as we will read in a short while, that it was probably first published in Pakistan by the Peer Muhammad Trust, as for the foreword and acknowledgement that is present within the book itself. So this book basically deals with the biography of the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. So it deals with her early life, and obviously no book about the life of Bibi Zainab salamullah alayha can be complete without, you know, showing or at least mentioning the role that she played in Karbala, and obviously the even more important role that she had on the way to Kufa, in Kufa, in Sham, and then obviously the return to Medina. So the thing that is mentioned in the foreword that we would like to point out is that in the book it mentions that we wish to acknowledge the Peer Muhammad Ibrahim Trust for suggesting that we produce this book to commemorate the birth anniversary of Zainab bint Ali alayhi salam. So it is quite, you know, fitting that this book is what we would like to introduce today. This book closely follows the various narrations that have come to us from original sources. In producing this work, it was thought most appropriate to present the reader with an easily absorbed narrative. The language of this text has purposely been made simple and lucid so as to make it useful for youngsters as well as adults. So this is the crux of the book, One of the things that may come as a, you know, a defect of the book, if we like to say, is that many of the source references have not been mentioned. It may have been mentioned in the original text and not in the second one, I do not know. But this is something that when a reader goes through, you will see that the references in some places or the places that I saw were not available. But anyway, it is a very simple and a easy narrative. It is basically a story of Bibi Zainab from Medina back to Medina. So inshallah, in our next segment, for the benefit of our dear listeners, we will be reading a segment from this book, The Victory of Truth, The Life of Zainab Bint Ali, Salamullah Alayha. Please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners was the book titled The Victory of Truth, The Life of Zainab Bint Ali, written by Munna Hayri Bilgrami. So the section that we would like to read for our dear listeners is from the introduction of this particular book. So, introduction. This is the story of the victory of truth. It is the story of a unique woman whose own fate was inextricably bound with the historical events of Karbala that have impressed upon mankind the true reality of living Islam. It was on the plains of Karbala that the conflict between Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the pretender to the Khilafah, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, was waged in battle. Imam Hussein had steadfastly refused to pay homage to Yazid and acknowledge him as leader of the Muslim world. It was no secret that Yazid flagrantly flaunted the laws of Islam and even publicly derided its beliefs. His claim to the Khilafat bore no legitimacy or acceptability in the eyes of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It would be facile and dishonest to disconsider their confrontation as but an isolated instance of power jockeying in the early days of Islam. The issue on which they clashed is one that continues to be a source of needless antagonism among Muslims today, and that is, what manner of man has the right to rule the Muslim world, or indeed mankind? Could Muslims be ruled by one integrated, complementary set of laws rooted in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala's supreme Tawheed, or unity, or by a power that seeks to elevate temporal values to hard and fast law, at the cost of allegiance to the sole source of all creation? This story unfolds through the life of Zainab al-Kubra, granddaughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, daughter of Hazrat Fatima and Imam Ali alayhi salam. From what we know of her actions and speeches, it is clear that in her was reflected the divine prophetic light that was her heritage. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn more about this blessed lady, and to implement her sacrifice, her teachings, her mannerisms, her way of defending the Imam of her time and Islam in our own lives, inshallah. Until our next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
Thank you.